This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we hear Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff review a few of the big news stories of the past week in the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's start out. Apparently, the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department is still investigating the videotaped beating of that theft suspect from a few weeks back.
Yeah, it's been more than a month. And people may be wondering, well, you know, in South Carolina, the officer who was videotaped shooting a fleeing man was fired and charged with murder right away. And in Baltimore, the six officers who were involved in the death of Freddie Gray, who was in their custody, have been charged. What's going on in San Bernardino County? Actually, we spoke to a legal expert, a former prosecutor, who said it's really more worrisome when these charges arise so quickly, whether a thorough investigation has been done, and that 1 month for San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department is not untoward. It's reasonable to be careful, to leave no stone unturned in the investigation before levying any charges, if there would be any.
Has there been as much conflict in the community in reaction to this incident as we've seen in other communities around the country?
Well, certainly, you know, people are concerned that the beating was unnecessary since the man appeared to be surrendering. Even the sheriff himself said it appeared to be excessive. But no, there hasn't been the kind of outcry, I think, for a couple of reasons. One, he was not severely injured. And two, there's no racial issue here. He was white, and many of the deputies appear to also be white.
Okay, let's turn to Riverside County, where the city of San Jacinto had a utility tax on the ballot, and it failed.
Yeah, this is the second time in 6 months that the city council has asked its citizens to tax themselves. In November, a 6.5% utility tax measure failed. And then this month, a 5% utility tax, they came back with a slightly lower version, also was overwhelmingly defeated. It failed by about 60%. Voting no.
What were the arguments for and against?
Well, the city says they're going to have to drastically cut service. This would have been a public safety tax. The city has already laid off police officers and closed fire stations. And they say they're going to be okay for now, but come October, probably going to be further cuts in public safety funding.
And in the city of Paris, they had a resignation of a council member, which leaves a vacancy. First of all, you want to remind us about the resignation.
Yeah, this was related to the guilty plea by Councilman Julio Rodriguez to a drug charge related to his arrest last June. He pled guilty and stepped down immediately, even before his sentencing. The council now has to fill that vacancy. His term is up next year. The choices are either to fill it with an appointment, as other councils have done, or to hold a special election. Now, cities are kind of shying away from special elections because of the cost. This one would cost at least $10,000. Murrieta and Temecula recently filled council vacancies with by appointment. Murrieta chose to select someone who has pledged not to seek election to the office so as not to give that person the incumbent's advantage. Temecula did not make that a factor in deciding who to appoint.
So the Paris Council is still deciding how to do this, or have they figured out what they're going to do?
Well, at their first meeting after the resignation, it wasn't on the agenda. It was too late for them to put it on the agenda, so they really couldn't discuss it. So at the next council meeting, you can expect a discussion.
Okay. And finally, the city of Banning has settled with former managers for more than $500,000. Remind us about this case.
The Banning City Council fired the then city manager, Andy Takata, and the longtime public works director, Dwayne Burke, also is going to be stepping down. They sued, and the police chief also resigned about a year and a half ago. Now, this recent settlement relates to the former city manager and public works director. They're going to be receiving about $553,000. The former police chief has already received about $300,000. These men all filed lawsuits against the city and one of the council members alleging libel, slander, defamation, discrimination, harassment, retaliation, pretty strong charges. And now the city is going to be shouldering most of the burden, but the city's insurance company also is going to be paying about half, a little under half of those settlements.
And so this is a settlement that is approved. There's going to be no more appeals. This is it then.
Yeah, it's a settlement that makes it final. Neither side admits any liability or any wrongdoing. But yeah, this settles those claims.
Okay. Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.